This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. We're back with a Thursday episode.
Woohoo.
This is Emily.
And I'm Remy. And we're so excited to hear your emails and all that good stuff. But first, what's new?
Well, I actually, on the way here today, I came across a meme.
Great.
And I felt it was my responsibility to share it with you.
Wonderful.
But I need context first.
Okay.
Have you ever,
have you ever had a dream thief?
Sorry. Don't even know what that is a reference to. Are you a sandwich maker? Do you make sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had Dave's Killer Bread?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay. I pulled up a picture. Just in case this might jog your memory, do you see this in the supermarket ever?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry to this man.
It's my favorite bread to make sandwiches with. It has the best texture. It's like really...
It looks grainy.
It's grainy. It's
don't
nutty.
Don't like that.
It's
don't
seedy.
Like that.
You don't
gravelly,
like a seedy...
peanut butter crunch.
Okay. Gravel has become a trigger word for me, and I'm not comfortable with you using it anymore. So that's on the no-fly list.
But it's not... It's okay. Gravelly is like, I do respect, I think you are more adult for liking gravelly things.
I think so.
Seltzer,
yeah.
Gravelly, adult. I don't like it.
I actually don't like seltzer either.
Okay.
So gravelly does not mean crunch, like a-
It's like just a, like there's a lot going on. I like a simple-
You don't like a lot of mix-ins. Mm-mm. You don't like a lot of things
muddying
the waters.
I don't like things to touch.
Okay. Okay. That might be an OCD thing.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's a little tendency.
I respect it.
Or it could be a texture thing. Like
it probably is.
Yeah.
But my point is, I think this bread is objectively pretty good.
Okay.
It's just, it's packed with seeds and it's really high protein, but it's also tasty. Like I've been eating, I'm very picky about bread.
Mm-hmm.
Very picky. I like a focaccia, or as my friend Andrea Allen would say, focroccia.
It's a very Andrea thing to say.
So if you have a yeast infection, it's for crotcha. I like
with some Parmesan.
Ooh. I like a pita. Mm. I like, there are certain breads I like, but I don't like, you know, big pieces of bread that are mostly air.
I love a brioche. I love white bread.
My least favorite.
You know,
bread.
I love a biscuit.
I do like a biscuit.
An English muffin.
Okay, I take it or leave it for
I
me.
I love a sub roll as, you know, Subway sandwich.
A hoagie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not from Subway, though.
Yes, for me.
Okay, you're deranged. So you're not going to relate to this meme at all, but...
But others will.
Others will. It was just a random meme from a random account that said, if you like this bread, and it has a picture of the Dave's Killer Bread, mm-hmm. It said, if you like this bread, you're a liar. And I felt personally
the meme
attacked.
Is me.
Yeah, did you make it?
I made the meme.
She's the meme master.
Yeah.
I felt personally attacked by it, but I guess it's kind of like it relates to you not liking breads that I like and mm-hmm. me not liking breads you like. Everybody has different preferences. So like what I think is delicious.
Yeah.
Many people, because this is a meme, like this must be a thing.
Yeah.
Many people think it's disgusting.
Okay. So I have 2 points to make about this. One, people liking different stuff. 'Tis what makes the world go round.
Of course.
One time Ben and I went to lunch and we had 2 Diet Cokes and this couple sat next to us and the guy sits down and he goes, ugh, sorry. All they had was Diet Coke. And then they look at us and we look at them. And I said, so you guys don't like Diet Coke? And she said, and I see that you guys do. And I said, and that's what makes the world go round. It's okay.
And that's why we can't be friends.
No, but we can be friends because if there's a Diet Coke, you give it to me. That's amazing.
Sure.
And then the second thing I will say about memes and the internet in general is just so, it's always so funny that people are like, can you believe there are people out there who don't have the same opinion as me? And they're just like shocked and disgusted every time.
And to the point that they need to make a meme out of
it. Yeah.
Like to the point where they need to plant their flag and declare and shout from the mountaintops how much they hate this bread and how big of a pussy I am for liking it, essentially.
Well, then, yeah, then they make a call about your moral character.
My character was called into question.
Based on them not liking a certain bread?
It's bizarre. And now I feel like,
you call me deranged, though.
Remy, can I explain something to you?
Yeah.
There are certain words that I'm trying to eliminate from my vocabulary, and these are like the overused words, right? The amazings, the cools, that's pretty much it.
Like.
Sure, like and but that's like very ingrained in me. But, you know, these words that have been used to the point where they've lost their original meaning, you know, awesome. And that one's a really bad one for me. I use it a lot. But like half the time, I'm not saying it to mean the original intention, which is
inspiring.
Awe. Yes. Yeah. I'm using it to describe
a sandwich.
Your fuchsia sweater. You know what I mean? Like, that's not awesome. But anyway, so those, I'm trying to like limit those words.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to bring some words back that I feel like are not used as much.
Deranged.
Lunatic. I love calling people lunatic.
Okay. Looney Tune.
Certain.
Do you know
French
what lunatic comes from?
No.
It's like becoming crazy by the moon.
Oh.
It's like werewolf core.
Like witchy.
Yeah.
I think I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll make a list of these words.
I might just be a lunatic you're looking for. You know that song?
No.
Oh, it's Billy Joel. And I just always loved the way that he said lunatic.
Oh,
do you know what word I want to bring back?
What?
Ass hat.
I love that word.
I think it's a great insult.
I love ass hat. Yeah, because also, what does it mean?
This fucking ass hat.
You're just an ass hat. Like that's a word that never needs to be defined because it conveys a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mouth-breathing troglodyte.
That's a little weird for me.
Somebody called it.
Is that from something?
So this guy called Ben once a mouth-breathing troglodyte because he was
like... It sounds like a mudblood or like it's something you'd hear at Hogwarts.
It's like a nerdy, like... No, like,
well, I know
reclusive
what a mouth
gnome.
Breather is.
Yeah, but I'm saying like a troglodyte is like a reclusive gnome.
A troglodyte. Okay.
Yeah.
Did this person think that Ben was gnome-like?
Yeah,
like,
he thought he was disgusting, I guess. And
what was your relationship to this person?
Zero. He pulled up next to Ben in a car and Ben like happened to be making eye contact with him and he said, you mouth-breathing troglodyte.
That's the insult that he threw at you?
Yes. And then months later, we were watching Frasier and somebody called somebody a mouth-breathing troglodyte and we were like, does this guy like the same show as us?
Shut up. This goes back to the bread thing. It's like, we're not that different.
We're not that different.
We like different bread, but we like Frasier.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And to the point that we're quoting it in a drive-by interaction. I mean, that warms my heart. Like, I feel closer to humanity after hearing that. That's amazing.
Can I tell you about a meme I saw today?
I just used the word amazing. Yeah, you can.
Amazing. It broke my brain, this meme. Okay. It says, so is macaroni and cheese Mac because it's short for macaroni, or is it because Mac, M-A-C, is an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
What?
Whoa.
Let's break this down, shall we?
Mm.
So M-A-C, Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
M-A-C, short for macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only reason... Okay, I think I'm going to debunk this. Nobody calls it Mac.
Like, Easy Mac.
Easy Mac. Okay. No, yeah, Easy Mac. But like nobody... But you wouldn't call mac and cheese just Mac.
No, but then there's that place, Smack. Do you know that place?
Yeah, actually.
It makes like different types of mac and cheese.
Yeah, and they do the cutest thing. They give you... When you get takeout, they put it in a giant noodle case.
Cute.
Like, it's shaped like a giant piece of macaroni.
Oh, cute.
Like, I don't even like mac and cheese that much, if I'm being honest, but I would order from there just to get one of these mm-hmm. containers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Smack is S apostrophe M-A-C. There's another Mac.
So that is mac and cheese. Okay, so you're right.
But I haven't even made an assertion yet of what I think.
I mean, well, what do you think, Remy?
I'm not sure. I think, okay, so I did see somebody's argument being like, Mac and cheese, like, it couldn't be an acronym because it's like calling an ATM machine, because it's like an automatic teller machine machine.
But why does that apply to mac and cheese? I agree with that about the ATM.
But we do that.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
No, this guy just has a hard-on for grammar.
Yeah.
But what's his point? Like, that's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand. That's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. You don't just say Mac, mm-hmm. you say mac and cheese. So mm-hmm. if it was an acronym, it would be M-A-C-A-C, macaque. Do you know what I mean? Is this stupid?
And
can anyone cheese. Relate to this? Does anybody care?
Everyone's like, we're just hungry now.
I'm going to Smack.
My brain is broken and I'm starving.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. We got an advice question, a Dear DST question. Mm-hmm. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Should we reply to it?
Yes.
Just so you guys know, we are not dietitians. We are not licensed healthcare professionals.
I'm actually quite unwell.
Yeah, same. Like I should be fined for giving advice.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, here we are. So if you need actual medical advice, please consult your doctor. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we will do the absolute best we can with the information that we have.
For sure.
Dear DST.
That's me. I hope you're doing well. I have kind of an advice question. I'm planning to move back to my hometown for the summer before starting school. And since rent is so expensive, I need to have roommates.
Normal.
Happens. The girls I'm planning to live with are both super into bodybuilding shows and the fitness industry that I used to be a part of before removing myself to assess why. That's when I found your podcast and have been living life intuitively without these crazy food and exercise rules I used to place on myself. I still love the gym, but now eat and exercise intuitively, which is good. I'm in a much better spot and know that I'm on my own journey, but I'm anxious to be constantly around girls who are focused on dieting and exercising. I can understand this a lot.
I can totally understand this. And you know what? There's more to this email, but what I was thinking about after reading this was like how your perception of how you think you should be acting, it's all dependent on your environment and the people that you're surrounded by. Because these bodybuilders, these women bodybuilders, it's a lifestyle. It's not just
any bodybuilder. Like
yes, any bodybuilding. Yeah. But I'm speaking on this just because I've done research into it. Okay, I actually find it really impressive. We were talking on the last episode, actually, about getting bulky and the fear of getting bulky as a woman and how hard that actually is to do. So these women are just, I mean, you can see
it actually
every
is
muscle.
Hard.
It is so, so difficult for them to get in competing shape. It's a whole lifestyle. I think it's so impressive. Do I think it's healthy or sustainable? No. But that's its own separate thing. Mm-hmm. People who are into that are into the competitive nature of it. And they're into the performance aspect.
The art form.
But it's interesting that somebody who used to be like this or found that to be a little toxic, which I have no problem believing that it's a little toxic, moves in with people who act like this. And now she thinks, oh, I should be doing this too. When it's such an extreme
Have you ever heard that thing that it's like you are an amalgam of like the three people you hang out with the most?
Yeah. And there's like, something to that.
There is 100% something to that. And sometimes I'm like, okay, then maybe don't put yourself in certain situations where you think you might fall into patterns. Like I'm a very agreeable person. I do become the people that I'm with. And so I have to choose wisely who I'm going to be with.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's possible that that's hard for her to do because since bodybuilding consumes so much of your life, maybe all her friends still
are bodybuilders.
So maybe she's at the point where she doesn't even know how to make friends without the bodybuilding.
Right.
It's like, if we're not comparing buys and tries, what are we fucking doing here?
Oh my God. That's a whole other thing.
You know?
Like, wait, we don't have those conversations anymore?
No. Should I continue?
Yeah, let's keep continuing.
For context, the last person I lived with was my ex-boyfriend of 4 years. He was super toxic about eating and working out and wouldn't, quote, let me have junk food in the house. Mm-hmm. He would binge, then complain about being fat and being just an awful person because of how he looked. Not that this matters, but he was very fit. But he grew up in a fat body in an abusive household. Uh-huh. Hard relate.
Yeah.
He always told me things like, I could eat whatever I want as long as I work out harder. Or, I'm so much better now that I'm not as fat. Okay, all right. Doesn't mince words there. Or that I wouldn't be the same person if I gained weight. So, therefore, he wouldn't like me anymore.
Ooh.
Ouch.
I'm so glad she's out of this relationship. Same. Because conditional love is the worst.
It is. So I'm free from that now, and I feel much more empowered about making my own decisions, but worried about being in a similar situation. It's mm-hmm. understandable.
Yeah.
My roommates seem to be doing it for the, quote, right reasons and following their own path, but I still think I should have a conversation with them about my history with disordered eating and exercising without raining on their parade. Mm-hmm. Any suggestions? Sincerely, Left Out.
Yeah. So I'm glad that she's even asking herself these questions, like, it seems like we've already made the decision that you have to move in with these people. So it's like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And I think the context of the ex-boyfriend who was toxic in this way, this really, really reminds me of an ex of mine.
Yeah, you were talking about your ex who was toxic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, reminds me. I've lived with a person that I would order food and they would insult my food choices and say, these are so unhealthy, and then they would eat them themselves, and it really throws you into a frenzy because you're like, why am I not allowed to do these things that you're allowed to do, and how come my love's not conditional but yours is? And it just makes you feel like a lesser person and all that stuff. And I'm glad that she's out of that situation.
Yeah. Although I will say, and this is not an excuse, but it sounds like that person has a lot of self-hatred.
Totally.
And he was taking it out on you, and that's not okay, and it's good that you got out, but just know that it had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with the fact that he hates himself.
Yeah.
Because he grew up fat and he doesn't feel good
worthy.
Enough.
Yeah, worthy. So he has to bring you down, which is annoying. But anyway, we're rid of him, which is amazing. Now we're on to what do we do next? I think you are right on the money with have a talk with them. You have to. You have to, like, so with this person that was insulting my eating habits, I eventually was like, you're making me feel really bad about myself. And I don't know if you're trying to tell me that you don't like my body or that you think I'm unhealthy or that you wish I was healthier. But either way, like, to me, what it translates as like, you're fucking up, you know, and like, I'm disappointed in you. And then that makes me feel bad for hours, if not days. So what I did was had a conversation. I said, this is really fucking me up. You can't say this stuff to me. This is how my brain processes it. Obviously, these women haven't done anything yet.
Right.
So it's not that kind of conversation.
It doesn't need to be confrontational.
No. It could just be like, hey, guys, I'm so excited to live with you. But here's the thing. Like, I'm not on the bodybuilding journey anymore. Actually, it was like really toxic for me and unhealthy. And it was like taking over my life. And I don't want to be part of meal planning conversations. I don't want to be part of calorie cutting conversations. We can still talk about working out. I love talking about working, you know, like tell them what's good for you and what's going to make you feel comfortable, and then like trigger things that will make you feel uncomfortable.
Totally. I think that's the perfect answer. I don't like to use therapy speak too much, but it's all about setting boundaries.
And exactly.
Then once you set them, they'll know that they're there. Right now, they don't know they're there. So,
and explain where you're coming from. This is no judgment on you guys. I think you guys are amazing and I'm really happy for your journey.
And proud of you.
I'm proud of you. But for me, this didn't work out. And I think that they'll understand that.
I think anyone who's a true friend would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, even maybe not a true friend, because like, it's the most understandable thing to me. This is not just like I live with girls who like to go to Zumba together. This is bodybuilding, it's a whole lifestyle and it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think you're completely within your right to be like, this is toxic for me. So, you know, I'm going to support you guys from the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll even come to your shows, to your competitions. But I just don't want to be a part of that. It's not good for me. I think it's always best to frame things like that in terms of how it affects you. Like, and I think the same thing about having a conversation with a parent who says negative things to you about your body or what you're eating.
Yeah.
To say, it makes me feel bad when you question what I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
It brings me into this negative place. where I just feel not good enough. And yeah. I feel, you know what I mean? If you frame it that way, anybody that loves you doesn't want you to feel inadequate or bad.
Also, they don't know that you're not on this path anymore. So the things that they might be saying, oh, did you know that that's actually like 200 calories when I thought it was 100? You know, like they might be thinking that they're helping you.
Yeah.
Just clarify that that's not helpful for me. That's not what I'm trying to do. And it makes me feel bad.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you think there's a universe in which she could not say anything and still live with them?
I'm sure she could, but I think it would get to somebody would say something and she might knee-jerk be like, can you not? You know, like...
Yeah.
I think it's better to have the conversation before the blow-up happens.
Yeah, because it's inevitable, right? I mean, even if it's not a blowout fight or even if it never becomes a thing, it might just give you anxiety, and yeah. That's you don't want to be anxious with people you live with.
Yeah.
I had an experience where I lived with people that I felt really uncomfortable around, to the point where I didn't even want to leave my room. And it's just not a fun spot to be in. It's really not. And you get locked in with that lease, and then you like can't even feel free in your own apartment.
That's why I want to avoid the tension. Like, I just want it to be like this one, hey, we're moving in and here are things. And do you guys need anything from me? You know, like, is there anything that you have boundaries in this
That's
conversation?
Good.
And like, this is just a moving in conversation.
Yeah. You know, you could even call a meeting and say like, hey, we're moving in. Like, let's just maybe set some ground rules. I mean, you don't have to say it like that. But
when
like,
I moved
let's
in
check
with
in
my
with each other.
College roommates, we had a thing. It was like, got clothes, share them. Have a boyfriend, dump him. You know, like just set the rules.
Those are good rules.
Yeah.
I like those. I'm going to adopt those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's pretty much all I would say to this person. But other than that, it seems like you're doing a really good job on your...
Totally.
I mean, I don't know your full history, but getting out of what sounds like a very toxic relationship and a lot of trigger points with body image. Mm-hmm. And it's an extremely hard thing. I didn't even realize how common that was, too.
In relationships?
Yeah. Like, I never realized, because I...
Oh, my God.
I never had a boyfriend before this one, my current one.
Oh, Emily.
Yeah. So
my boyfriend's my second boyfriend.
Wow.
So I'm a little more experienced than you.
Remy.
But my first boyfriend was that one who made me feel so insecure about food. And this is a dark story, but one of my friends brings it up to me very often. Whenever he sees me just like enjoying food or whatever, he's like, remember the point that he got you to? Where we were at this place called Hamburgers and Cupcakes. Sounds like a blast, right?
Great duo.
Right? I'm there with
Name
my
Name a more
friends.
Iconic duo.
Yeah, I'll wait. And I had a burger and my boyfriend at the time showed up and I immediately took the bread off the burger and started eating just the patty. And my friends in the moment got mad at me because they were like, ew, don't like cower to him or whatever, but like... It was very indicative of like what he was doing to me at home and the things he was saying to me at home. And it was just like a very clear.
Did you have like his voice in the back of your mind, like telling you what to do?
Well, I also didn't want to get yelled at when he came. Oh, really? You're eating a burger and.
That is so. What was this guy's story, if you don't mind sharing? I mean, you don't have to share if you don't want to, but...
I would say that he is also coming from a place of not totally loving himself, but also loving himself a little too much. That fun intersection.
What? Yeah, that's like the perfect cocktail of mental illness.
Yeah.
I think 99% of the time when someone close to you bullies you like that, mm-hmm. or tries to plant little seeds, mm-hmm. or tries to, you know, make you think that these things are wrong, to like dictate your choices when it comes to your body, mm-hmm. I think 99% of the time it's just because they're unhappy with themselves.
I mean, but it was similar to this guy who was saying, I wouldn't like you if you gained weight. Like, he was saying that to me while not having sex with me. He was letting me know that I was repulsive, and I was also a very low weight at this point.
Right.
So that can get really, really hard for people in relationships to not realize that, like, something's wrong. You know, like, this isn't how you need to be treated.
That's an even bigger thing, too. Like, if anybody says to you, oh, if this happens to you, I'm not going to be attracted to you anymore. Okay, bye, bitch.
How can I feel safe in a relationship like that? What happens if I develop a thyroid problem, which I have now?
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I just got diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which causes you to gain weight.
Yeah.
A lot of people in my family have it, but like...
Well, like, it makes it easier to put on weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would be terrified to still be dating him at this point in my life and tell him that diagnosis.
Yeah, and that sucks because that's not within your control at all. Uh-huh.
Or they look at your family members. Oh, don't become that, or else I'm not going to like you if you become that.
Oh, God.
And your whole self-worth is like just like thrown off. So
I don't like how we do that, and kind of in both directions. Like, say, you know, oh, your parents look like this, so like it's all going downhill for you. Or the other side of that, which is like, well, your parents
are so hot. You're going to be so hot.
I went to a wedding recently, and the father of the fucking groom included in his speech, like, oh, you know, they say that girls always end up looking like their mothers, so it looks like you're in for a bright future. And I was like, yeah. Did he just talk about how the mother of the bride is hot?
Is your wife cool with this, you fucking weirdo?
I guess she was, but I just don't understand how that's acceptable.
I'm excited that my son's going to be fucking someone hot until he's old. Because that means something to me. It's like, I'm fucking someone hot.
Yeah, tangentially.
Tangentially.
All right, should we wrap up?
Hell yeah. Good luck to this listener.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have an amazing conversation, I think. If you don't, write us again, and hopefully we'll be able to coach you out of getting out of a lease.
That's actually a good point. You could send us an update.
Yeah.
I would love an update.
I would love an update.
Yeah, and to do that, be sure to send your Dear DSTs and any other questions you have to DST@betches.com and get them answered. Mm-hmm. Also, follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you liked this episode, write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
And me at Remy Casimir. And remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.